Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to have the band back together. Dr. B here live. Whether you're newly eligible or you've had Medicare for years, there's a lot to learn about the program. Dr. B, good to see you. How you been?
Yeah, great to see you, Tommy. I've been doing well.
Nice to see a picture of those boxers as well. Tell us about People's Health.
Yeah, so People's Health is it's a company that offers Medicare Advantage plans here in Louisiana. And really our goal is to help people understand and enjoy their Medicare and all the benefits that are possible with those rich plans that we develop that really try to focus on access to medical care.
I don't know if y'all change it or not, but every year when we come to 3017 Vets, it seems to get nicer and nicer and nicer. Do y'all change things?
Yeah, they do. They've decorated quite a bit, and it looks fantastic in here. I hadn't been here in a couple of months, and it looks great.
Let's talk about Medicare. What is it?
Yeah, so Medicare is the federal health insurance program, and it's designed for people that are ages 65 and older, but it is also available to people under 65 if you've got certain types of disabilities or if you've got end-stage renal or kidney disease. That's really the last stage of kidney disease.
And what else do we need to know about Medicare?
So Medicare is individual health insurance. So what that means is it doesn't cover your spouse. It's not going to cover any of your dependents. So it's different from all those employer-funded health plans. And the other big difference about Medicare is that it has four separate and distinct parts, and we call them by letters, Part A, B, C, and D. And each covers different services and has different costs associated.
Now, you're a physician. You probably just noticed my eyes glaze over.
Yes.
It happens. Let's talk about Medicare Part A. What is that?
It's hard to make it exciting.
But
it is important.
It is important because you have to make an active decision when you age in, right?
Exactly.
You can't just let it go.
No. You've got to be very proactive in this, and it is very confusing. That's why it's important.
So let's start with Part A. Dig in.
Yeah, so Part A covers, basically, the way I think about it, it covers facilities. So it covers hospital care and skilled nursing facility care. It sometimes will cover some home health services as well. So if you and your spouse have paid Medicare taxes for while you're working and everything, you do not have a monthly premium with Part A, but you may have a deductible or a cost sharing for certain services. So if you go into the hospital, you may have some cost sharing.
What is Part B?
So Part B, I think about kind of all the other stuff outside of facilities. So that's your medical insurance. It's going to cover visits to your doctor, outpatient care and procedures and services like preventative care, things that are so important like your flu shots and screenings, all those diagnostic tests like blood work and x-rays and EKGs. And then it covers a lot of durable medical equipment. That's things like wheelchairs, walkers, hospital beds. And you have to remember if you enroll in Part B and you do need to actively enroll in it, you do pay a monthly premium for that that's usually deducted out of your Social Security check.
So we've done A and B. What about C, Part C?
So Part C is actually Medicare Advantage plans. So that's the terminology for Medicare Advantage. And that's another option for getting your medical coverage. And so while original or traditional Medicare is offered by the federal government, the Medicare Advantage plans are offered by private insurance companies like People's Health. And those plans have to follow all of those Medicare rules, and they have to cover all the services of original Medicare.
So if you join People's Health or a Medicare Advantage plan, do you still have Medicare?
You absolutely do. And a lot of people don't understand that. You also have all the rights and protections that come along with Medicare, but your Medicare Advantage plan is going to provide the actual coverage for those healthcare services, and often all of your prescription drugs as well. And so at the doctor's office, or if you go to the pharmacy, instead of showing your red, white, and blue Medicare card, you need to show your health plan ID card.
All right, now what about Medicare Part D?
So we'll bring it home with Part D.
Bring it home.
So Part D, D is for drugs, okay? That's your prescription drug coverage. And you have to remember, drug coverage is not available through original Medicare. You have to get either a standalone Part D plan that's going to cover your drugs, or a lot of Medicare Advantage plans include Part D in it. And those plans generally are required to cover the prescription drugs that are most commonly prescribed for people with Medicare. And they also cover things like vaccines.
And besides drug coverage, how else are Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans different?
So Original Medicare allows you to go to any doctor or hospital that takes Medicare. So that's anywhere in the United States. Medicare Advantage plans often have a little bit more narrow network. They may be state-based, they may be community-based, and they may have a network of providers or healthcare facilities that are considered in-network. Medicare Advantage plans may also require referrals for specialty visits, and often require prior authorization for some medical services and maybe even those drugs that you're taking. Mm-hmm. And so prior authorizations just mean that you need to get it approved from your health plan before you go and pick something up, because that guarantees that it's going to be paid for. Original Medicare doesn't require referrals or prior authorizations.
So what about services? Do Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans cover different services?
Sometimes they do, but I think the really important thing to remember is that Medicare Advantage plans have to cover everything that Original Medicare does. So you basically, that's the baseline. You get everything in Original Medicare, but then the Medicare Advantage plans might offer some additional benefits. And that could be things like routine eye care and even eyeglasses, hearing aids, hearing exams, a fitness center membership. They may offer transportation and even an over-the-counter credit benefit. And those are things that Medicare itself does not offer.
I would think people may think that Medicare Advantage is more expensive than Original Medicare, but not necessarily, right?
Yeah, not necessarily. Even though you get some of those additional benefits, because it is managed, they often do not cost as much as you may be paying for your Medicare. So your overall cost is what you need to think about. It's not just what you pay on a monthly basis. You have to think about the co-pays and the cost sharing and stuff like that. Medicare Advantage plans, another big point people may not understand, is that they are required to limit your yearly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out-of-pocket cost. And what that means is you can set a budget based on what the maximum is. Once you hit that maximum, you don't pay anything else, and that's not true with Medicare.
So to be clear, the extra benefits do not make Medicare Advantage more expensive?
No. The benefits might provide that extra value to you. So, you know, an example here in Louisiana, the average cost of a dental exam, a routine dental exam, and that's going to include your x-rays and stuff, is about $220. If you have Original Medicare, it's not going to cover any of those dental services because it doesn't cover dental at all. So you're going to have to pay that out of pocket. But if your Medicare Advantage plan has dental coverage, you won't have to pay that full amount. And often you don't have to pay anything at all because it's included. And you have to think about those savings that may add up compared to original Medicare.
Because all Medicare Advantage plans do not have the same costs.
Exactly, exactly. Each Medicare Advantage plan has different costs. Some plans may have a monthly premium that's in addition to the Part B premium that you have to pay the government. Others may have an annual deductible for medical services or your prescription drugs. So that means you may have to pay out of pocket before the insurance kicks in. And then they may have other costs for cover services, things like co-payments and co-insurances for seeing your doctors.
And why is that?
So Medicare Advantage plans typically have a copay. So what that means is it's a fixed dollar amount that you're going to have to pay. So if you go see a cardiologist, for example, it may be $30 with one of the Medicare Advantage plans. And you have to make sure that that you understand what your costs are going to be when you kind of calculate all the doctors that you need to see as well. So those are out-of-pocket costs.
So you're a medical doctor and you understand all of this. My goodness, your brain must be the size of a basketball. 8:22, we'll take a quick break. We come back, we'll talk about give you some advice for listeners who have to make Medicare coverage decisions. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center. Dr. B, our guest, 8:23, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:27, Tommy Tucker back with Dr. B at the Medicare Center, People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. We're talking about on this first day of open enrollment. Doc, what is some advice you have for listeners who are making Medicare coverage decisions?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is people should know Medicare plans are not one size fits all. You really need to do a little bit of research, understand what your needs are, and even maybe jot down a list of questions that you have, because like we were saying before, this is very confusing.
It can be.
Yeah.
And what do you do next?
I mean, one thing that's really good is to talk to a Medicare expert. It's actually why we built the center. Gives you the opportunity to come in, sit down with somebody, and ask all those questions you have. Ask them how you can save on your Medicare cost as well. You know, I found this out with my family. There are a lot of programs you don't realize that exist, and it can save you a huge amount of money, especially on prescription drugs.
What I think what y'all do here that's so good is it's, you know, I was trying to help a neighbor go through it online. It's one thing, but then to have somebody sit down with you and say, no, it's this, not that.
Exactly.
It's that, not this, because it can be misleading. How do you choose a Medicare Advantage plan that's right for you?
Yeah, there's a ton of different Medicare Advantage plans. If you go to Medicare.org or Medicare.gov and take a look at them, there's probably, you know, 20 on there. So you do want to look at a couple of different things. You want to check what the costs are and what the costs specifically for you are going to be. You definitely want to look at the coverage and make sure that everything that you need is going to be covered. And then you want to look at those extra benefits we talked about, things like dental and vision, and make sure they're things you're going to use. You don't want to pay for something that you're never going to actually use.
Some other things to do?
Yeah, so look at the plan's network. That's really important. If you've got a doctor you've been seeing for dozens of years, you don't want to have to switch.
Like Dr.
Right?
B, for example.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be able to come and see me. And so you got to review the plans and make sure they cover what you need and everything. You also want to look and see if there are any special plans that may save you more money. That sometimes there are plans that are designed for people that have diabetes or mm-hmm. cardiovascular disease, and that can actually give you extra benefits and extra value from that plan you're going to choose. And then the other thing is, you know, word of mouth is huge. So talk to your friends, talk to people you know, find out what they have and what their experience is. That goes a long way.
Why is it now the time to learn about Medicare Advantage?
So this is kind of the season right now. It starts on October 15th and goes all the way to December 7th. This is the open enrollment period. So this is the one time of year where everybody can actually review their plan, decide what they want, and make a selection, and it'll become effective on January 1st.
Is this the only time you can make coverage changes?
In general, this is the main time to make changes. There are a few exceptions if you've had a life change, if you've left an employer, for example, or maybe you've moved to a new location, then that's an opportunity where you may be able to switch.
What about timelines and final advice?
Yeah, so this is really big, is don't wait until December 7th. You want to make sure you have enough time to do the research and you know what you're getting into. This is something you're committing to for the next year. You won't have another opportunity to change most likely until next open enrollment. So make sure you talk to people about what you should really be doing and that it something that fits you.
And if you age in, again, going back to the proactive nature of this, I'm going to be a minute late here, but I think this is very important. You need to take the action that you need to take, because otherwise you could set yourself up for penalties that you have to pay for the rest of your life. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really important, if you're about to turn 65 and become eligible, start the conversations a couple of months
before. Do not ignore it.
Don't ignore it. Yeah, because if you choose not to go into anything, then for every month that you don't go into it and you decide to later, you may get a penalty.
And you'll be paying that for the rest of your life.
Exactly. So exactly. Sure, really important.
All right, well, they're going to have a seminar today at 10 o'clock, another one at 1. Absolutely free. People's Health 3017 Vets in Metairie. Come on out and see us. Dr. B, a pleasure as always. We'll talk to you again soon. Right now, we pause for news on WWL. At 8:46, 14 till 9, we're going to be here through 4 o'clock. Scoot will be at least. Newell takes over at 10. J.P. Morrell joins us now, New Orleans City Council member at large. Congratulations, J.P., on the victory.
Thank you.
Hey, let's talk about this budget thing, because I had Ronald Surpass earlier, and he was saying, I'm confused as to how the whole thing works. When did you guys become aware of this budget shortage or the deficit or whatever you want to say? And this is about fiscal year 25 or 26. What do we take me through this, please?
The deficit's fiscal year 24. It's actually last year. Sorry, 25. Okay. The budget that ended, we did the 25 budget at the end of 24. We were made aware of the deficit when the mayor backed out of the school board deal, saying that we had a budget shortfall, and it was fully revealed at the February meeting, where we had the meeting regarding how and why the mayor had unwound the school board settlement. I didn't get
so
to hear
you. You've known
your
about
show.
This for a while. Well, but that's okay. Well, you've known about this for a long time, almost. Right.
We were told in February, because at the time in February when the meeting was revealed, the CAO said, it's fine, we're going to figure out. And the CFO said, it's the apocalypse. We began our process of trying to cut more spending, which was for us dealing mostly with travel and with not approving additional positions. What came out over the course of months, as we continually, particularly Joe DiRusso, hammered the CAO, because cuts are done typically, Tommy, by the executive branch. Once the council passes the budget, under the charter, we don't have the ability to go in and make individual cuts by departments. We can withhold in individual spending, but cuts are done by governors, by presidents, and by the cutting plan is done by the executive. We continue to scroll back and not authorize new spending. The issue is, and this was really disappointing because Mr. Surpass knows better, what happened over the last couple of years is that the police department over-budgeted because they were trying to fill positions they could not fill. What we found in our analysis right now is that what they were doing is, when they didn't fill the positions, they would have overtime, take the money from the overfilled positions and backfill the overtime. What happened last year with CAO Montano for 2025, he no longer budgeted for the positions they were never going to fill. So the department didn't have a cushion anymore, and it continued to overspend on overtime with no cushion. Now, mind you, we knew in February that there was a deficit, largely because we had some undercollection that came out in revenue estimate because Taylor Swift did not twirl Taylor Swift like we thought she would, but B, because there was the terrorist attack on January 1st and overtime spending had gone up. Now, mind you, what we didn't know at that time till February was, back to Taylor Swift, they've been overspending on overtime. Here's the real big question we have today. Even in February, when we were aware there was an issue, the administration didn't curb overtime spending by NOPD, which is why the deficits continue to grow. So the issue is, there is definitively a spending problem in the administration when it comes to police overtime that they have not curbed. They did not curb that until Joe Threat came in as the new CAO and said, hold up, we're curbing spending. As you recall, in February, when I asked the CFO whether or not we should go into austerity, and she said we should, that is when I froze all spending on travel and the administration sued us to reopen it. So we've been aware of the deficit since February. We were told by the CAO that it could be absorbed through cuts and through reduced spending. However, as time went on and as Councilmember Geruso dug in more and more into it, we realized two things. One, they were not curbing spending. And two, they had no plan for cuts, which is why, fast forwarding to now, we have been working on our own cut plan because the administration never produced one.
So when you find out that there's, and I'm just trying to understand the way all this works, because I'm no J.P. Morrell, right? So when you find out in February that there is a deficit, then you can withhold money or you can't because it's already budgeted? What can a council do?
What the council can do is, for example, when the administration kept asking for additional positions, Councilman Geruso stopped moving them forward to a vote because we didn't have a plan on how to address the deficit. What we were told repeatedly at meetings with Mr. Montano was, we have an internal plan. This will not result in a reduction of services or reduction of positions. So what we did from our part is that when they asked for new money to be spent, the budget committee said, nope, we're going to pause till we get your plan. They never produced a plan. The other thing we did is we froze travel because, Tommy, when the first thing you do when you can't pay your bills at home is not go to Disney World.
Yeah, it's true. Ideally. Let me take a break, JP. We're going to pick it up when we come back here because I want to talk about what happened yesterday. I want to talk about this pending audit, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, 852, 8 till 9, J.P. Morrell, our guest. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. Come on out. It's the first day of open enrollment. Right now we pause for traffic on WWL. All right, 857, real quick, back to J.P. Morrell, Tommy Tucker, WWL. J.P., I want to move on to short-term rentals, but the budget hearings continue. This is Mayor Cantrell's budget. Mayor Moreno takes over in January. So what happens if you guys, I mean, you, if the mayor doesn't like the budget, you approve the current mayor. How does that affect the future mayor?
Well, first off, so the budget has to be done in concert. The budget for next year has to be done in concert with the current council and the current mayor, but it will be the budget that the next mayor inherits. So the first step we're doing simultaneously is trying to create next year's budget, which will have 200 million less in federal spending, and it will have 20 million less in revenue. So it's going to be a budget that operates with a minimum of a $20 million structural deficit with 200 million in lesser federal spending. So Mayor Moreno will inherit a budget with a deficit versus Mayor Cantrell, who inherited a budget with a surplus. As far as the 2025 budget, we have to resolve the 2025 budget simultaneously because we have to balance 2025 so that deficit doesn't carry over to 2026. So we're kind of doing both things simultaneously, which is
all right. Let me talk to you about short-term rentals.
Okay.
No, tell me about short-term rentals. What's going on?
We had a recent hearing on our first case that was filed of the 2019 short-term rental regs. It was a follow-up. It's called Hignell. It was the Fifth Circuit. We won almost everything. The only thing that changed, which is going to be challenging, is that we had only allowed people who are natural persons to be allowed to pull a short-term rental permit. One key area where the short-term rental Airbnb proponents won is that we cannot block LLCs and corporations from applying for short-term rental permits. That's a minor loss because all the caps we have in place and platform accountability that control the number of short-term rentals are all upheld and in place, but it means that in the future, when people are applying to the lottery potentially to get a short-term rental permit, people will be competing against LLCs and corporations for those few short-term rental permits.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.